This week on Indian Times, the Chickasaw Cultural Center is hosting an exhibit that promotes healthy living for kids and families, and we'll also be having some hands-on demonstrations for Native American Heritage Month, and we will have a few announcements. The Chickasaw Nation started off the month of November with a multi-tribal day.
That was a day for us to bring in other Native tribes, and they were able to share their history and culture with our visitors. But throughout the month of November, including December as well, we have a special exhibit here. It's called Through the Eyes of the Eagle, and it actually focuses on healthy living for children. Now, this is a beautiful exhibit that features original artwork from the Eagle books and has been in various locations on exhibition, including the National Museum of American Indian.
The Eagle books are a series of four books that incorporate animal characters called Mr. Eagle and another called Miss Rabbit and a clever trickster, Coyote, who talk to the young Indian boy called Rain That Dances and his friends about the need for physical activity, eating healthy foods, and learning from their elders about traditional ways of being healthy.
So it's a wonderful opportunity for families to come out, see the beautiful exhibit. And throughout the time the exhibition is here, we will also have activities going along with it. We have a nutrition program within the Chickasaw Nation, and they are helping us quite a bit to reinforce the healthy living for children.
The books were developed by the CDC Division of Diabetes Translation's Native Diabetes Wellness Program in collaboration with the Tribal Leaders Diabetes Committee and the Indian Health Service. This was in response to the high prevalence of diabetes among Native Americans and the need for diabetes prevention materials for children. The series was written by Georgia Perez, who served as a community health representative for 19 years in Nambe Pueblo in New Mexico. The illustrations are done by two artists, Patrick Rollo from the Bad River Band of Ojibwe in Wisconsin and Lisa A. Fifield of the Oneida Tribe of Wisconsin, Black Bear Clan. The Cultural Center will also be offering some hands-on ways to commemorate the upcoming holiday season.
We are going to focus on Thanksgiving celebration as well here at the Cultural Center. And part of our way of sharing our history and culture is that we're going to have a couple of craft demonstrations, one including a Native American miniature ornament class. So this is going to be a great way for our visitors to learn how to make some of our Native American miniature ornaments that we have that you may see here on campus or at various places. And it may include miniature stick balls, miniature moccasins, just various things like that. So people will also get a lesson of what these items are as they're learning to make them.
Do you have a date for that going on?
Yes, the Thanksgiving celebration is actually going to run 3 days. We're going to start on Friday, November 22nd, and it will also be held the 23rd and 24th.
That was Valerie Walters, Executive Officer for the Chickasaw Cultural Center. American Indian leaders gathered in Washington, D.C. last week to express their needs to officials in President Barack Obama's administration. Two tribal leaders from Oklahoma were among 12 Native American officials who met with the president at the White House the day before the White House Tribal Nations Conference began. Chickasaw Nation Governor Bill Anitubby and Wichita and Affiliated Tribes President Terry Parton were among the 12 leaders who met with Obama on Tuesday. Obama, administration officials, and tribal leaders discussed job creation, economic development, and other issues important to Native Americans. Anitubby said the meeting is further evidence that the president is committed to working closely with tribes. Other attendees included leaders from the Navajo Nation and Oneida Indian Nation. Interior Secretary Sally Jewell welcomed all leaders Wednesday to the White House Tribal Nations Conference held at the U.S. Department of the Interior. The audience included representatives invited from 566 tribes. Obama and a dozen other cabinet members also gave remarks during the conference. Obama vowed during his election campaign to regularly meet with tribal leaders to hear directly from them about how his administration can meet their needs and help improve their lives. A newly formed White House Council on Native American Affairs held meetings and listening sessions that coincided with the conference. The topics included mascots, violent crime, sacred sites, and education. The Secretarial Commission on Indian Trust Administration and Reform will hold its final public meeting on November 20th via webinar. The Commission is completing a comprehensive evaluation of the Department of the Interior's management and administration of Indian Trust assets within a two-year period, and then will offer recommendations to the Secretary of the Interior on how to improve in the future. Members of the public who wish to participate in the webinar must register by November 19th. Claremore Indian Health Service Dental Clinic is offering dentures for diabetics who are enrolled with their diabetic program. Claremore Indian Health Service is a federal facility and sees all tribes. Patients must have a screening by the dental clinic and live in the state of Oklahoma to be eligible. I'm Susan Shannon for Indian Times. For more information on this broadcast, go to our website, kgou.org.